This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right,
hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Disneyland tickets. That's where we're at.
Pew, 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 pew.
All day long, every hour, starting now.
Right now.
On the fives till 6:05 this afternoon. We've got you all day. Right now, take the word joy, J-O-Y, joy to the world, and text it to our contest line. That was a little taste of Christmas for you.
I like it. Yeah. I was also thinking, and it's weird because I didn't think Christmas. I thought of joy, you know, from Inside Out.
Oh,
Joy.
I thought of Joy, my friend from Vermont.
Oh, Joy is one of the best characters of all time.
She's great. Isn't that Amy Poehler?
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Joy is this hour's code word. The contest line is 20357. Those of you who already know what to do and know what's up for grabs are, I'm sure, already texting.
Those of you still trying to find your phone, we're still talking about the word being joy for the reason that you haven't found your phone yet.
Right.
Joy.
Because you want a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Text the word joy to our contest line, 20357. You'll be in the running, not only for that 4-pack of tickets, but to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This is the biggest prize we do. People freak for Disney. This hour's code word is joy. See you in an hour for another one. Or stick around for the things I found out in the other room.
What happened?
Couple things. First of all, Maddie's talking about just radio.
Maddie's on the show.
He's talking about radio and he says, a lot of times people will ask me like, who's your favorite interview or whatever. He goes, I always play D or not a D. Like, I interviewed Denzel Washington and asked people, you know, was he a good guy or a bad guy in the interview? Take a guess, Finn.
You interviewed Denzel Washington.
Yeah, Marcus and I when we did Straight Male Friend.
And your question to people is, wait, so they say, what's your favorite interview? And you say...
Well, no, they ask, you know, it's just in general, like, who have you met and everything. Oh, and I'm always like, well, do you want to play a game? And I always play D or not a D.
It's time to play
them.
A game.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you say, so Denzel Washington, D or not a D?
Yeah.
I believe Denzel Washington to be a no BS guy. Like, if he'd come across me in my youth, he'd have grabbed me by the neck and thrown me out a door and been like, get that guy away from me. I don't put up with this crap. So I'm going to say, this is just my impression of him as someone who's made it in Hollywood and doesn't have to suffer fools at all, that he was a D.
Yes. He yelled at me. I asked him, we were interviewing him for the movie Flight, which you two are in.
Yes, we are.
So that's the thing. Now, hold on. So this is the, this was the crux of it, was that he says, oh, he was, we were interviewing for the movie Flight. And Bob goes, oh my God, I love that movie. I saw it in theaters.
And oh, and I'm she like, doesn't know that we were in it.
I'm like, Vinny and I are in that movie. We're in the first scene coming out of the radio. Well, there's the most hot naked lady you've ever seen on this. Like, no one knows we're in that movie because no one's paying attention to the two dweebs coming out of the radio in the other room.
Right.
Oh, but she was like fangirling. Like, oh my God, I love that movie so much. I can't believe
it. All right, so let homeboy tell us. So you ask him
so
what?
Our show was Straight Male Friend, and we, you know, it was a relationship show, and, you know, we asked about relationships. And all I asked him was, when a guy comes to the door to meet, you know, to take your daughter out, and you answer the door, did they freak out? Are they scared? Are you intimidating? And he just was like, I'm not here to talk about anything with other than the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm don't bring my family up. And, like, just put me in my place. And then I looked at Marcus. I said, did Denzel Washington just yell at me? And he's like, yep.
So my impression is spot on.
You were exactly right.
Not going to suffer any fools.
And not suffering fools.
I'm not a fool. Oh, well,
I mean, that is one of those things that I think once you've made it and once you've been down that road with goofball jive turkeys enough times, you find yourself saying, there is no upside to this conversation for me. You will benefit greatly by getting him, you know, to talk about whatever. For him, he's like, I already finished that movie and I'm signed on for four others.
I mean, I gotta promote this and do the job I'm here for.
Exactly. Right. So I understand where he's coming
from. The other thing I found out in the other room.
Oh boy, there's more.
Is that apparently we're getting through to Pixar.
What do you mean?
Elio, their movie.
Yeah.
Has a radio in one of the scenes and it's tuned to 97.3.
That I saw
that. The texture said, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So have we got confirmation of that?
I've been looking.
If so, we love you too, Pixar, and we would all love to do some. We'll be in crowd voice mode. We'll do, I mean, obviously, would love a
speaking part.
Do it
again.
I saw the movie twice in the theater, and I will say that I remember the numbers being the right numbers. I don't know if the numbers are in the right order.
Oh.
So I'd need to see it again, and I will, because I have kids, and that's what they do.
Well, they're famous for Bay Area Easter eggs in their movies.
Right.
And so that, I feel like that's someone reaching out to us saying, you know, now that Hooman's gone, you guys can come back. So, you know, Pixar, reach out.
Yeah.
I don't have an email for you, but I suppose you could always.
They came in one time, and they were... And it was a few of them, actually. So I, Pete Doctor.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there were a couple other guys that came and they were just a delight and they clearly listened to the station and it was a real joy because I love the work that they do. But we haven't been in touch with them at all since.
Yeah.
We've also had a lot of weird things happening within our company and within this show. So there's been no consistent person to reach to.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope you can, you know, I guess there's no phone for them to call. So we'd probably have to
advertise SF at radioallice.com.
Maybe you should send them an email from your email saying, hi, I'm the producer of this.
Or you guys could pitch yourselves right now. I'll clip it and I'll tag them. What's your pitch? Why should they come back?
Listen, I was one of the stars of the movie Cars, and I feel like I deserve a return trip.
I don't think ego's going to be the answer.
Let's go try back to else. Cars and
you
look
just
at
got cut out by your
my scene in Cars where I'm Corey Turbowitz with Paul Newman. I don't lose my S or anything. I'm like steady with him. We did some fine yelling in the background.
I got to interview Lightning McQueen in the movie. I'm the one that I asked him if he's ever been in rehab.
Oh.
And
you
couple
did?
Of,
and this was all ad-lib. I mean, we ad-libbed a lot of our stuff.
Yeah, this was... So I have an actual toy. You have a toy as well. We both have toys. Mine's M-A-T-T-I, the toy. and the name of the character.
This is not a joke. This is not part of the schmooze. I've seen Cars over 100 times. There's someone in that movie asking Lightning if he's been to rehab.
Yeah, so I'm the one that
we're
finds...
We're all yelling questions.
I found out. Lightning McQueen. So I'm like, hey, everybody, McQueen's over here. And the Cars come over and I'm like, is it true you were in rehab? And then I ask him another question.
Oh,
but like,
I see
my
where
nieces,
that
nephews,
been.
They all like, they know when Uncle Matty's on. Like, they're like, that's Uncle Matty.
Well, I'm sure you can grab him by the ears. Hey, listen to this.
You're good at promotion, if nothing else.
Anyway, thanks for putting 97.3 in, though.
I hope they did. I feel like I saw that, but I don't remember if the numbers were in the right order. Mm. It might be 93.7.
Well, listeners, text us in.
Back
let us
up. Yeah. 800-400-3697. So looking out the window, it's a pretty typical summer day in San Francisco, a little on the foggy side. The guess is that it's going to burn off, but if you're headed out to outside lands, layers and clear backpacks. Like, just remember, you know, I get it. You want to be in your half shirt and your pants that look more like panties, you know, I get it. But just bring, you're going to be shivering. You're going to be freezing. You're going to be sunburned even. Just expect all the weather. So Outside Lands has announced their live stream for this year. They've got some of the schedule. It looks like Doja Cat and Tyler, the Creator, they will be streamed. You can watch the sets on Twitch and Amazon Prime. So even if you're not going. So it starts today. It's going to be live streamed all 3 days. The announcement that they made did not detail exactly which acts would be live streamed this year, because there are multiple acts going on at once at all times. But it looks like, and it is free on Twitch on the live stream. And they do include most of the headliners, although they are saying here that they're not listing Beck. But there you go. If you're not going to go, you can still catch most of what's happening, most of the big stuff that's happening. So, again, Outside Lands, live streaming, Twitch, and Amazon.
Such a fun show. You guys are going to have a blast.
Dress appropriately for every
And, you know,
condition.
I haven't been in a minute, but I think they used to always have lockers there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a move. Like, go get a locker, shove a jacket in there, and then forget about it. And then later that night, you'll go, oh, thank God I have my jacket.
So happy I have a jacket. They also have like charging stations and I think maybe PayPal was behind that at first, right?
That's, well, I
like a PayPal lounge. Where
that was a gig I worked.
Oh.
That's why you know that.
Oh.
I went to the show and I hung out for an hour at the PayPal charging station.
Mm. It's very nice of them, because it's a long day.
Yeah.
If you spend the whole day.
And, you know, everybody is on their phones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place. You put a charging station in a place, an all day place like that, you're going to see everybody eventually.
I don't know about your kids, because they're not really old enough to have phones yet, but my kids, every time I see their phone, it is dimmed as far as it can go. And they've got nothing is running in the background. Like, kids are so concerned with battery life. And like, every time I come in, my phone's off the charger and their phone's like, they're just all about it.
Kids.
They know all the tricks.
No, I'm going to say,
oh,
every person with a phone is concerned about their battery life.
Mm.
All of us. I'm always like, let me get this thing charging just to make sure if I split, I'm good.
I want 100%. If I'm down to 80%, I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to run out of power. It's crazy. First thing I do, it's 100%. I charge it. Put it on the charger as soon as I get in here.
I don't think it's just a Christina thing, but my wife, who uses her phone all day, every day for work and other, she will run that thing down to 1% and then be like, I got to find a. You've been at your desk the whole day. Like, what are you doing?
Just get one of those cradles to put it in.
Crazy. Fine.
I know. I have a little cradle plugged into like every place in my house. Put your phone on there.
By the way, I am currently playing with the volume off, all kinds of Ilio videos, trying to find out if we got 97.3 or not.
And nothing
I'm
yet.
Looking at the ham radio scene now. I haven't.
Okay.
That's what this is. This, the ham radio is a big part of the movie.
Okay. This isn't a car radio.
It's not. I don't think. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. The only thing I've heard is from either Maddie or Bob said 97.3 is on the radio. Okay, in theaters this weekend, Freakier Friday. This is 20 plus years after Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan played Tess, the mom, and Anna, the daughter, Coleman. They exchanged bodies with each other. And in this one, Anna's about to get married to the guy who plays, his name is Manny Jacinto from The Good Place.
Nope.
I know Maddie will know the guys from The Good Place. But both their daughters hate the idea. And so my guess is it'll be the younger generation, the daughters, who are going to wind up switching places. It looks like a double body swap, everybody. Yes.
My mom and I used to watch this movie all the time.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah, we would watch, like, I've seen it probably 20 times. And so I really wanted to go see it with her in theaters, but I think we're going to go to our own respective theaters because she lives in Philly, and then talk about it afterwards.
Oh.
But if you're looking for a mother-daughter activity this weekend, I recommend. We have somebody who works here at Odyssey who got to go to an early screening of it, and he told me yesterday, because he knows I'm into movies, he's like, it's actually really good. I'm like, so pumped.
I've been seeing a lot of interviews with Lindsay, who can be an absolute train wreck, and she looks healthy and put together and gorgeous.
Icon.
Yeah.
By the way, Manny Jacinto is, I forgot the name of the character, but he's the monk that doesn't talk in The Good Place.
Well, that's who Anna, the character played by Lindsay Lohan, is marrying.
His name is Jason Mendoza. That's it. Yeah. Anyway.
Mark Harmon is also in this movie. He plays Jamie Lee Curtis's husband and... Yes, the husband. I guess that must be the father of Anna. And then Chad Michael Murray is Anna's ex. I saw him in a Hallmark movie once.
Who?
Chad Michael Murray. He's from One Tree Hill, right?
Yep. And he was on Gilmore Girls for a hot second.
Oh. Well, I didn't watch all of Gilmore Girls.
A very hot second, if you know what I mean.
I do now.
I don't.
Thank you for clarifying.
He's hot.
He's very hot.
Oh, but then he dies?
Okay. No, it was just a joke about him being hot.
Oh, but then he doesn't die. He continues to be on the show.
No, he leaves.
Oh,
to go on One Tree Hill.
Oh, all right.
Mm. My mother's wedding is out this weekend. By the way, I put all the trailers for all this stuff up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Always on Fridays, I dump a lot of trailers. Scarlett Johansson, Sienna Miller, and Emily Beecham play sisters who return home for their widowed mother's third wedding. It's directed by and stars Kristen Scott Thomas. She plays the mom. My mother's wedding, rated R, yes.
Can I ask a quick question, please? Sure. You're a Gilmore Girls pro, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
Okay. I've watched In and Out as my kid has this series on repeat, and it appears to me, and I don't even know, who's the head Gilmore Girl?
The mom, probably?
No. The other one, the daughter, the one who's the main character.
Rory.
Rory starts dating the guy with the ball cap who runs the diner.
Oh, you're talking about Lorelai.
Lorelai, then.
Yes.
Okay, Lorelai.
So that is the mom.
Yeah, that's the mom.
But then there's another mom.
Yeah, the grandmom.
The
yeah.
grandmom is a jerk, isn't she? And so is the granddad.
Oh.
They're complicated.
They're jerks.
For sure.
Okay, good. I saw a scene where... like, he's trying his hardest, the boyfriend, to meet the parents and do the right thing. And, you know, I can handle this. And the Lorelai is like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't handle my parents. Trust me. They're I don't want you anywhere near them.
They're right? Elitist.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's trash to them.
Yes. He's trash to them. Like, he meets the dad on the golf course and he's like just trying to be a good guy because he likes this guy's daughter, and the guy's a jerk. Big time. Okay.
No.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't reading that wrong.
No,
for
sure.
Because I saw it and went, man, that guy's a dick.
But the show is so good that you do understand where they are coming from because of how they were raised. And so good.
We should do a quiz, a Gilmore Girls quiz.
We shouldn't.
We should.
I think we've gone deep enough on Gilmore for one day.
I feel like, well, we don't have to do it today, but I just, I'm always thinking up, you know, things that Bob would be into.
If you're trying to fill up your fall content plate, it's a very, it's known on the internet as a good show to watch during the fall because it's very seasonal. It's very cozy.
Oh.
So.
Cozy it seems seasonal. Very East Coast.
Yes, they live in Connecticut.
Okay.
Also in theaters, but only, it looks like in, I think this is in AMC theaters only, and it's only last night through the weekend. It's Stands, and it's unrated. The trailer's up. It's this weekend only. It's a documentary about the relationship between Eminem and some of the super fans whose lives have been shaped by his music. His song Stan, an obsessive, unstable fan, came out a long time ago. Minigame, when was Stan released? What year did we get the song Stan from Eminem? Vinny.
98.
Maddie.
2002.
02.
01.
The year 2000. That's a point for Bob.
Wait a minute.
What?
Sure your math is right?
Yep. Okay. 98
no,
is
kidding.
2 years away.
I
2002 is 2 years away.
All right.
You said 2001?
They came out in 2000. She said 2001.
Oh, 2000.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I was like, okay, so where can people see it if they can't go this weekend? It looks like it's going to be able to stream on Paramount Plus later this year. I don't have a date on it. Outside the U.S., it's being distributed and will appear in over 1,600 theaters, but not here for some reason. And then I guess the reason that they're letting it run this weekend is it's some kind of a qualifying thing for all of the awards seasons. So I don't have any confirmed home video or digital purchase like DVD or any of that. Although they say that it could be around October 2025, but everybody's really just speculating on that. Damn it. I am out of time.
You're not.
I really am, because this next thing I have is, let me see if I can find something short and cute. No, I can't.
I'm here.
Nah. It's just, it's not enough. It's not enough time. All right, I'll end with this. There is a Stranger Things spinoff, and in an interview, Finn Wolfhard, who plays Mike in the show, he gives sort of a vague idea of what we could expect. He said, like David Lynch's Twin Peaks, sort of an anthology and different tones, but similar universe or same universe. I think set different places and all tied together through this mythology of the Upside Down. Don't even talk about Hawkins. Don't have any mention of our characters. I'm sure it'll happen, but there's nothing official. I think this is all a quote from him. I think the coolest way, the way that I would do it, he said, there have to be labs everywhere. If there was one in Hawkins and there's one in Russia, where else could they be? The fifth and final season of Stranger Things is officially arriving later this year, dropping in three distinct volumes on, I believe it's Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. So, and there are eight, and actually the one on New Year's Eve is the finale only, which hopefully will be long and as amazing as season four was. All right, Vince, what's coming up?
I'm sure he's right though. There's lots more to bleed out of this storyline.
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on. There's money everywhere. There's just lying all over the place. Layovers in airports and nerd news after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for daily reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio Alice. Stream us, would you?
Please.
You can now listen to Alice Radio live on the free Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
Just listen.
Download and take us everywhere you go. We want to go.
Where are we going?
Wherever you're going, we're going.
Yeah,
we're in.
All right.
We want to go. We'd love to.
Sounds fun. Road trip?
Whatever. Mm. Grocery store? I'm
okay,
in.
Let's do it.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Just put us in your pocket.
Yeah. Please. Still a little overcast here in downtown San Francisco, but plenty of sunshine expected and highs in the low 90s. It feels like summer, the summer that we were enjoying is now over, and the one where the real heat kind of happens.
The actual summer.
That's here.
Yeah.
Also, congratulations, parents. Your kids go back to school this week, next week, and the week after. You made it.
Kids, we apologize. Summer's just about over.
Have a good one. Get back in there. Fill your brain up with, you've got so much brain power, unused brain power.
Let's fill that bucket up.
Fill it up. Go get that stuff. Here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
Oh, I wanted to mention this real quick before we get started. On Instagram yesterday, one of our old interns who I follow and you know, I like, I hit like all the time on her stuff. I got a note in my DMs and it said, "Hey, I'm trying to win a contest for this thing. Please click on the link and vote for me." And I already know, I've been told, never click on links, you dumb guy.
No.
You don't click on links.
Right.
Links are a problem. That's the way you get hacked. But I didn't think of that. I went, "Oh, our old intern, click. I'm going to vote for her."
Oh, no.
Then I clicked on it, and then I went, wait, there's no place to, what is happening here? There's no place to vote. All right, well, I tried. The end. And then I quickly, like about a half hour later, I get another DM from this old intern of ours who says, "Do not click on that link. I've been hacked." And I'm like, oh, fudge.
Oh, no. Did anything happen?
No. Not that I know of, but I am letting you all know.
Did you do it on your phone or on your computer?
On my phone. So I had to go change all my, I changed Instagram's code word or whatever
password,
you call them. Yeah, that. And then I had to change I faced code word. And then so I'm okay as far as I know. If anything weird happens, just so you know, I clicked the link I shouldn't have. And unfortunately, our intern was like, oh, if I'd have known how many people would vote for me for something like this, I would have done something like this. It's nice of you all to do that. And I went, well, yeah, I had your back until now. It looks like I'm the one who's.
I'm not following you anymore either.
Why am I saying all that? Don't click on links. Even if you're trying to be a good friend or a good former coworker or
at
whatever.
At least reach out to the friend and get confirmation that. That there's an actual.
I was a little sidetracked in my day. Oh, great. Now I got to figure out
nice
how
to
change
that.
Well, I was trying. Yeah, I really wanted to, you know, you're going to become an influencer with Google. Okay. I'm in. Oh. You're a nice person. I like you. Let's go. Nope. Yep.
I'm sorry.
Don't click on links, everyone.
Don't do it.
All right. Does a layover at an airport count as visiting a state?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. You're in
the state.
You know, but you're like in this weird, not a place.
It is actually a place.
Airports are not a place.
Is a
no,
place.
They're not a place. They're weirdly not a place.
It's not a fun place or really, but it is kind of a tourist place. So you're there.
Do all laws apply to airports like at all hours of the day? Like, can they sell alcohol at 2:30 in an airport?
I don't know. I know that they start serving like 5 a.m., but I don't know.
Drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because that's one of those that makes it not a place. If you're in California, you can't serve between 2 and 6. Only drunks would know that, but I do know that because of course, I'm a drunk. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying is I think they can do whatever they want because they're in not a place.
I'm with Vin on this one. I don't think that counts because you're not.
I was foot down in that town. I was there.
And you're going to count it.
I would
count
it.
Even though you didn't leave.
Right. I didn't need to. I was already there. Here I am in this state.
I went to, on one of our trips, this is with me and my wife, on one of our trips, as we were leaving Mexico, she decided to have this pear, which she pulled out of a bowl of fruit. She has this pear. And we ate all the same stuff the whole trip until the last day when she has this pear.
Picks up a piece of fruit out of a fruit basket. What could be more wholesome and delicious?
I have never seen anyone more sick in my entire life. And I've been around partiers. Like, I partied in high school where you see that kid that drank too much, you know, like decided to beer bong vodka. And they're just,
oh boy.
What did you do to yourself? Like, I've seen it all. Yep. But this is the sickest I've ever seen anybody. And it was from a pear. And we were in Mexico City and we had a little layover, but she laid on the carpet in an airport.
That's how sick she was.
She was that sick. She just could not move. I can't count that as having been in Mexico City.
Oh, no, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. You were in Mexico City.
In generic land. We were in.
Inside Mexico City.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Purgatory. Is that the word you're looking for?
Yes.
Oh. Purgatory is neither here nor there.
What was I saying? Not a place? I don't know.
Not a place.
I like not a place.
The in between. You're in the upside down.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just can't find the words. Do you know how many states you've been to? Have you ever counted them up? A new poll found 30% of Americans want to visit all 50 states.
I would like to visit all 50.
The top reasons we haven't been to more are money, time, and lack of interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are states where if you said, would you like to go to Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, is it all expenses paid and does it not count as my regular vacation days?
Oh,
yeah,
like,
I'll go to that.
Okay. Well, you'd actually get days off from work and they don't count towards your vacation days.
Right.
And you're like, but you're gonna be in Mississippi.
Pay for it. I'll go. Do you want to go to Mississippi?
You're going to pay for it?
No, I'm saying
they're going to pay for it. I've been to Mississippi. I have no interest in going back to Mississippi.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's places.
It's fine. Lots of big trees, very leafy, very green, very warm.
I would like to try the soup in Ohio.
Oh, yes.
People speak of it highly.
You've been to Ohio, though.
I have.
Yeah.
but I didn't try the soup because no one told me we're known for our soup.
Later, yeah. Right. As soon as you find out someplace is known for something, you're like, well, I got to try that.
Not everyone agrees on what visiting a state means, though. Does just landing at the airport count? If Sarah's opinion matters, then yes, you could be in the airport.
If I check it off the list, then I'd be like, yeah, I've been there. Did I experience it? No, but I was there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1 in 7. Say, oh yeah, setting foot on the ground, just to change planes, still counts. If you've had a layover in Minneapolis, then you've been to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. You've been there. You were there. Where are you? I'm in Minnesota. Oh, okay. Check.
You didn't even walk outside and have a cigarette?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I breathe the actual Minnesota air. Not the airport air.
It came in from outside, Vin.
It's purgatory air. We just agreed on that.
No. If you called me on the phone at that moment and said, where are you? I would say, I'm in Minnesota. Yes, Bob.
If you passed away, God forbid, while you were in the airport in Minnesota, your obituary would say that you died in Minnesota. No?
That's a good solid point, but I'm still with Vin on this one. I don't think it counts. Because, I mean, it's just the airport. You don't have any interaction with actual people.
Sure you do, at the bar. Come on.
What? I'm looking out the window.
Come on in. I've got a nice cocktail for you.
In Mexico City, as my wife goes, I've got to go back to the bathroom. I'll be back. It was terrible. It was absolute.
I'm going to say she was definitely in Mexico City. She was there.
She left part of herself
That's actually there.
She did pass away in Mexico City.
She passed away in Mexico City.
She was so sick, you guys. You can't believe it. You just can't. And then we got back to California, SFO, and we're going to get our bags, which includes two surfboards and bags and all the stuff. And she comes into the wherever the baggage carousel is and lays on the ground there. And I'm like, oh, God, gross.
She's still so sick.
Did you hug her after that, or did you make her take a shower and burn the clothes?
No, it's a funny situation. She was so sick and it lasted for days. Mm. And my mom was at my house watching my dog. So she'd planned to just go back to her house, and she ended up at my house meeting, you know, there's my mom.
Hi, I'm the sickest person you've ever seen in your life. Out of the way, I got to get to the bathroom.
And that house had one bathroom, which is where she pitched camp there. And I believe me and my mom peed in the backyard for a while because there was just no getting in.
Oh,
maybe
Christina,
Sandy didn't. She
so
might have used
sorry.
The sink. But either way, I mean, we were... Well, you know what I mean.
The kitchen sink, I
yeah,
guess?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind. Who cares? Sandy, she brought me into this world.
And she can take you out.
I wasn't going to say that.
She can pee anywhere she wants.
Right.
Ding, ding.
Only 2% of pro athletes say that their top priority is entertaining fans.
Oh.
Only 2%. While many people will agree, sports is entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually glad to hear that they're not just there to entertain. Like, they've got a job to do. Let's do it.
35% say their top priority, is earning as much money as possible.
Oh.
As quickly as possible before it's over.
They got a short window.
They do have a short window.
Yeah. 30% say.
End at any time.
Right. Winning as much as possible is their goal.
Okay.
15% say maintaining a healthy personal and family life.
I think that's probably the best answer there, right? You know, you got like a balance. You do this thing that you love. You stay in great shape and good health. You're committed to it, but you're also committed to your family.
Nowhere on this list, may I just add, is banging group, using my incredibly fit body to bang groupies.
Maybe
it's
it
not
just
on
wasn't
there
one
anywhere.
Of the options.
Yeah, I don't see
it
anywhere in there. I'm like, wait a minute. What a...
Because there's a faction where they're just like trying to get the body count up.
I'm in town and people love me. And I've never looked better.
Mm. I'm an athletic god.
Does that count as entertaining fans? I mean,
that's maybe the 2% there.
4% say using their platform for good causes.
Well, that's nice.
And 2% say entertaining fans. Mm. 2% then.
George Kittle, 2%.
He is entertaining.
He is so entertaining. Mm-hmm. I'm not even a big 49ers fan, but man, that guy's fun.
How about some nerd news?
Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Thank you.
Time for science, everyone! We'll begin with booze news.
Oh, okay.
A study at Dartmouth found apes that love fermented fruit millions of years ago might be why we can process alcohol so well.
Oh.
And chemists were able to brew up a new super alcohol they thought only theorized might exist in deep space. Sadly, you can't drink it, though.
Oh, they think that super alcohol exists in deep space?
Mm-hmm. You can't.
Hmm.
In bug news, researchers discovered 4 new types of tarantulas and compared to their body, their junk is massive. So, you know, like.
What does a spider's junk look like?
I've never seen one. I don't know, but they say that they've got big ones.
I'll look it up.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not horrified by the look of a tarantula, which most people are.
I oh my God. There's actually little. It worked little for a second. It looked like real spiders, but they were like wiener shaped, like the shape of the.
Oh, they're very cute.
Right there at the lower right.
Yeah, no, that's, I see it. It's really
little,
cute.
They're little
wieners. You all know what that looks like.
Yeah. All right, let's have a look at this here.
Looks like a rocket ship.
I'm not looking.
Oh, you don't like tarantulas?
It's got a hook on the end.
Yeah, it does. That's not a leg. That looks like a leg. Oh, God.
Every now and then I watch videos on Instagram where they'll be showing some good news, and it's this guy is feeding these I don't know what primates they are. I don't know, but he's giving them some bread, and and the one gets his bread and he sits down, and you can't help but see the same kind of lipstick looking thing that you see in a dog.
Oh.
I was just like, ah, doesn't Instagram have any standards? Woof.
Okay, boomer.
What?
What the hell?
In moon news.
Yes.
Moon.
Oh, the moon.
NASA's fast-tracking plans to build a nuclear reactor on the moon.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Great.
What? Think about how much safer it'll be there than on Earth. Then what are they going to do with it, though?
How can you possibly be so encouraged by humans and the way we just have to foul everything up? Mm-hmm. Nothing can
There's
be
nothing
left
up there. Don't worry. It's fine. We'll do, like, nuclear stuff should happen on the moon, Vin.
It seems like the perfect place.
It's the perfect place.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's got to get there. Like what?
Fine,
happens,
get it there. Yeah, but in the meantime,
how many rockets do you see exploding all the time?
Well, I'm sure it's not set. Maybe they'll take it in different parts. Like this one will carry this part. This one will carry this part. We'll put those together on the moon. Of course, it'll be a real bummer if the moon explodes.
Yes,
we do need the moon.
Well, if we want the tides the way we have them, and
yeah, I don't
whatever
think we
else
need the moon.
Well, we
would be underwater.
Women do need the moon. Some kind of a regulatory effect.
Yeah, how would you keep
our
track of your cycle?
I think that's a coincidence, right?
I don't know, Bob. I really do feel like the moon has something to do with it.
You're right. It has to.
I don't know.
We
though.
Didn't always have the moon.
What are you talking about?
Earth didn't always have the moon. It was part of Earth and it chipped off at some point.
Weird that it's perfectly
I don't
spherical.
Know when we
well,
separated from the science news, but I feel we
Yeah, now we're going down like misinformation road.
What I just
we
said
took a
true.
Turn on the misinformation road.
I believe you, but I do think that the thing about the moon is that it controls the tides. Like there's a lot of what happens on Earth that is affected by that.
Look up Neil deGrasse Tyson if you want some real
facts. I know,
facts.
He's great. I just, like, how could that be part of the Earth? It's so giant. Was it just like, were we just sort of like globules?
It's so giant. It's so small.
Here's the theory. The theory is about 4.5 billion years ago, a Mars-sized object collided with Earth, and the debris from that, one of the debris was the moon.
I wonder if one of the oceans is extra deep. Like maybe that's where the Mariana Trump comes from, or whatever it was called.
Mariana Trench?
Trench? What did I say?
Trump.
Melania Trump.
The Melania Trump Trench.
In Windex news.
Oh, my favorite.
Chinese scientists created self-cleaning glass.
Oh, really?
It uses built-in electrodes to remove dust and other particles from its surface.
I could use that in my shower.
The end. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, geez. How come no text or anything? Or is it
Do you
broken?
Need another story?
No, but I've just been... You've been surprising me because usually like we're in a rhythm where like at the end you do the text. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Armie Hammer. No! Just no! Stop talking!
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that!
Alice at
97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.